My wife, Evie, and I moved to an adorable little town in New England, just like I had always dreamed. Bought a little house just big enough for the two of us. We moved in, happy as clams in our new life. The third day, a woman pushing a baby stroller came up to us at the corner market and said, "Hello, you must be the new folks." And we said, "Yeah, that's us, Jacaranda Street." And she said, "Just wanted to let you know about Finlay, in case he should come around unexpected." "Finlay," my wife said, "who is that?" "You'll know him," came the reply. "Nothing to worry about. He can just put people off. Just be friendly." And then this woman wandered away, pushing her baby. Strange. A few days later, we were sitting at home, and there was a knock at the door, and it was an older man. He said, "Hi, I live down the street. Just wanted to let you know, I saw Finlay walking around this morning, so if he comes by, it can be a bit unnerving, but there's nothing to concern yourself with." "Who is this Finlay?" I said, but the man just held up a hand and said, "Just go about your business if he comes. It's part of living in the neighborhood that's not so great, but Finlay's never been dangerous, per se. See you around." And off he went. "Okay," Evie said, "I'm a little concerned." So we went on that neighborhood chatter app, whatever it's called. I'd always sworn I'd never get caught up in that stuff. And we searched for mention of this Finlay. But there was just one. Someone had posted that Tuesday just this message. It said, "Finlay passed by the corner of Elm and Tall Crescent just before midnight. No incident." At the post office the next day, I handed a postcard off to the woman behind the counter, just mailing a postcard off to a friend, letting him know that we'd arrived in our new idyllic small town. And I said to her as I put the stamp on, "Do you happen to know about Finlay?" She nodded. "Yes, you're new. Soon enough, it won't be too disturbing to have him around." "Does he do anything alarming?" I asked. "We don't really like to talk about him," she said. "Would you like to buy some new stamps? They commemorate the 2004 World Series. We swept the hell out of the Cardinals, remember?" At the end of the week, there was a flyer in the mailbox. "Ice cream party for everyone in the neighborhood." That sounded nice, we thought. Meet everyone for the first time, officially. What could be more quaint? Certainly we would go. And we did. Lovely summer evening in the tiny square park between Jacaranda and Dutch Street. Just 15 or 20 people. We were all sitting in lawn chairs we'd brought and making small talk, and just as the light began to fade from the sky, there was a moment, a sudden moment, when everyone got really quiet all at once. Evie and I were kind of startled. The very pleasant lawyer we'd been sitting next to said, very softly, "Behind you, it's Finlay." No one's heads had turned in that direction. It was as if they very much didn't want to make eye contact. But I felt I had to. I turned my head very slowly. Standing just 5 feet away or so in the grass was a chicken. Kind of out of place, but perfectly ordinary. It took a few wobbly steps toward me and my wife. It stopped just a bit short of my shoes and it looked up at me. Everyone was watching, just watching, almost holding their breath. I don't know why, but I felt compelled to slowly lift my right hand and extend it toward Finlay, just to suggest, I don't know, friendship? But the lawyer sitting beside me shot his hand out and seized my wrist, stopping me. He gripped it, looking at me, eyes wide, as if I'd been about to make a terrible mistake. Slowly he let go. Finlay lost interest in me then. He turned around and he sauntered away. Before he left the party, he turned, and his little eyes, I think, moved across the gathering. The people didn't move a muscle. Finally, the chicken went off down the street. The conversation started up again, a little nervously at first. We all went back to discussing taxes, garbage pickup, which grocery store had the best prices on berries. Evie and I think we may sell the house. We don't know if Finlay is the problem here or the people are. Oh, boy.